A judge in Cleveland has weighed in the case of Tamir Rice. He was a 12-year-old African-American boy shot dead last year. The judge says there is enough evidence to charge two white police officers. But what happens next rests with a grand jury. From member station WCPN, Annie Wu reports.
It's been more than 6 months since a Cleveland police officer shot and killed Tamir Rice. So far, no charges have been filed against the officers involved, and that's why earlier this week, eight residents invoked a rarely used law allowing private citizens to ask a judge for arrest warrants against Officer Timothy Lohman and Frank Garnback. Yesterday, Municipal Judge Ronald Adrian said while he does not have that authority, he does find probable cause to charge Lohman with, among other things, murder and involuntary manslaughter, and Officer Garnback with negligent homicide and dereliction of duty. It's now up to prosecutors to decide whether to file charges. The judge's opinion is based on a grainy surveillance video showing Garnback skidding his patrol car to within a few feet of Rice. In about 2 seconds, Lohman shoots him. In his written decision, the judge said, "This court is still thunderstruck by how quickly this event turned deadly." But the video was the only evidence presented to the judge. None of the residents witnessed the shooting firsthand. Lohman's lawyer, Henry Hilo, argues the video is nothing more than hearsay.
And if this is the standard we're going to follow in the future, we have now gutted our judicial system, and we become a reality show where we should just present them on video and just have them vote. Because these people weren't there.
Tamir Rice lived near the recreation center where he was shot. A 911 call said a man was waving a gun. That man turned out to be 12 years old, and the gun was a realistic-looking replica, a pellet gun. Michael Maloney, Officer Garnback's lawyer, says the officers didn't know that.
The information was that there was a gun. Any implication that there was clarity that it was a fake gun or I think I've heard toy gun is complete nonsense.
The sheriff's department completed its investigation earlier this month, but the county prosecutor has yet to release the report or present charges to a grand jury.
The fact that the judge found that there was probable cause does not mean that the grand jury has to find that there's probable cause.
Jonathan Whitmer Rich teaches at the Cleveland Marshall College of Law. He says the judge's opinion doesn't alter the legal situation since it puts the case right back where it already was, in the hands of the county prosecutor.
It may be a mechanism that has allowed them to put a little bit of pressure on the prosecutor to try to move forward as quickly as possible.
At a press conference late yesterday, Rachel Smith, one of the residents who filed an affidavit seeking charges, was pleased with the judge's opinion.
It means that we've taken a small step towards justice, and so now we're holding our breath for the next decision.
In a written statement, County Prosecutor Timothy McGinty said, quote, "Ultimately, the grand jury decides whether police officers are charged or not charged," and he gave no timetable for turning it over to that grand jury. For NPR News, I'm Annie Wu in Cleveland.